And you're listening to six. That is six appeal. And Barbara McRoberts is joining me. And six appeal originated in Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota, right. Where I have two of my sisters graduated, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
And it was, Concordia. Yeah. And regardless of that, it was the fact six appeal actually started as a quartet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they become six appeal.
And once they added the two young ladies, all of a sudden, kaboom! It became six appeal, and they're good. They're very, very good, actually. And George Maurer, well, he's also very good. So you've got, this is the finale for the season. Is that
it
right?
It is. You know, it's the finale for this season, and they were the opener for our season 2020. Which many people will remember because they brought their folding chairs or their what we call picnic chairs because they introduced our season that was, as we know, because of 2020, one of the more interesting, challenging seasons we have. But we went outside for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was working with their agent, who's also out of the Twin Cities. And he said, these two groups have come together recently. And they're playing together, they've done a couple gigs together. And why don't you try that? And I said, I think we should try that. So we did. It was extremely successful. And they were so good. And with COVID, that was really on the rise at that point in September of 2020, we decided, let's bring them back so that our audience inside will have an opportunity to hear and to just enjoy their music and their combined talents.
You know, it was really 2020 season was really quite a, well, the problem was travel became virtually impossible.
It
these
did.
Groups that were,
it did.
Canada was not doing it. I believe you had a group up in Canada, didn't you?
They canceled. We had a group that was a combined group again of a cappella singers, and they canceled. I think I worked harder, as a program director that year than I've ever worked because we either had cancellations, and then we decided after the October concert, and we talked with David Kroll, who was scheduled to be on our season as well, let's just shut down over the wintertime and see what happens in the spring.
And
so we reopened in the
this
spring.
This social, we really didn't know. We had social distancing. We had somebody coming in here. Scrubbing our doorknobs and all of our light switches and every one of our counters
surfaces.
And all for nothing because it is not it, none of
didn't,
it was ever it did
it
nothing
didn't transfer that way no
and the hand sanitizers and all of the other things didn't it was basically yeah it was and now it did keep people from getting colds for the most part.
I think we were probably except with the exception of the people that were unfortunately very very sick. Most of us stayed pretty healthy.
I stayed very healthy and I got the first shot. I got the second shot. I got the booster shot. And in February, guess what? I got COVID.
Oh.
But it was so mild. It was so mild.
I've heard that.
I'm looking. Right. I'm looking, and I said, my wife said. I said, I woke up with a scratchy throat.
Right.
Oh, You really ought to. We've got a. She had a whole stack of tests.
So I said, too.
Well, you should probably. I said, all right, I'll take a test. I feel fine. I took the test. What? Anyway, it was positive, but and then
very few symptoms.
But no, virtually no symptoms. There's no way I would have ever stayed home a single day, but I did the 5-day quarantine, and you know, I'm just glad. I think also I probably because I have COVID, I've got the antibodies to protect me from any of the other stuff that's out there. So.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Well, you're fortunate that you didn't get really sick, and I went to see my family over Christmas, and one of my grandsons was exposed, which means we're all exposed, so that prevented me from going to my other son's home, and of all of us, my son and I were the only ones that didn't get it. So I'd had all my shots, and I figured if I do get it, like you, I probably would have very mild case. So.
Anyway, we've got a little
moved
bit.
Moved on to it.
We're going to be playing... This is the George Maurer group here that is it is performing right now. This is called Autumn Day. What a pianist.
Oh, he is.
But it's time. Summer has gone by. Dark in the sundowns with the shadows.
And Barbara's telling me this story of George Maurer. He's been, he's a worldwide phenomenon. And again, he'll be in Burlington along with Six Appeal. That is coming up on the 29th. That is a Friday.
Right.
That is this Friday.
It's this Friday. Well, we're glad to have him. He's out there. All these artists are hailed from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. And you mentioned Moorhead College, but George is well known in jazz circles, particularly.
Okay.
I call it the hangout, and one of his performing venues is the Dakota, which is well known for a jazz club in the downtown Minneapolis area. But I think one of the things that draws people to Maurer is his versatility.
Yeah.
He's played with the Boston Pops. He has a rock band. He will be here with a quartet. So you marry the quartet that can do about anything, whether it's classical or rock or jazz, with a group that can sing like this a cappella group, and you've got a wonderful show ahead of you.
Yeah.
They'll each perform individually, and I think George and his group will probably kick the show off at the auditorium on Friday night, and then we'll hear from this a cappella group. So you're going to hear some beatbox, from that group.
And as far as seating,
we're back to normal. We have new risers that are in there, and so the reserve seating people don't have to search and try and figure out where they're supposed to go. And we've been that way so far this season. So
this
is fortunate.
This would be the finale for this year, but it will also be. You'll be very soon. You're going to be. We'll be getting Barbara back, and we'll do a preview of next season.
Oh, that'd be great.
When normal becomes even more normal.
Normal. Well, we're looking forward to it because, as you mentioned. Now, 2020 into 21, and we know it was challenging. So what we're doing is we're returning people that we know. They're friends. They're almost friends of Burlington Civic Music. Certainly the Texas tenors are.
Yeah.
So that's going to be no surprise. We're already getting calls. So I would encourage people to come to our show Friday because we will kick off our season. Our season brochures are ready. So they'll get a season brochure. They'll know how to get that done. We've got 6 wonderful concerts, international flavors, as well as then we're of course going to reprise David Cole.
You bet, and we will go over all of that. We're going to play a little more of Six Appeal right now.
Bum, 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 bum.
Mel, bring the beat in.
Ooh.
will be dancing. They will be singing. They will have range. They are entertainers. They are outstanding. They are Six Appeal. They'll be on stage Friday the 29th. Show times at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Is that right?
Exactly.
And
right.
Again, tickets for this show, what are they? Are they going to be, will you be selling individual tickets as well?
Selling individual tickets. They can do that by calling the Burlington Memorial Auditorium. They can certainly call our number. They'll be directed, though, there, because the single tickets all go through Ticketmaster.
Okay.
And I think those of us that live in this area, if even you come in new, we're used to Ticketmaster now.
Yeah.
So single tickets are $35 for adults and $10 for students. And it's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful show. I'm excited for these people. I'm excited to hear them again. And I just hope everybody comes on down to the auditorium Friday night.
All right. And we'll be getting Barbara back probably next week or very soon to do a preview.
Happy to do that.
We'll do a preview where we'll play cuts and clips from all of the artists in the 2022-23 season.
Isn't that amazing? And we have been doing live music on the river. This is our 92nd season, so next season is 93 years of uninterrupted, even during the flooding, the depression,
and
it's just
COVID,
civic
all of that.
Music. Yes, we managed to survive a pandemic.
COVID's been the strangest one, though, hasn't it?
Oh, it has been.
Anyway, Barbara McRoberts, it is Six Appeal and the George Maurer Group, both in concert at the Burlington's Memorial Auditorium Friday the 29th. Barbara, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.